Obisk jeruzalemskega latinskega patriarha, njegovo blaženstvo, gospoda Rabah Mikela, ima svoje zgodovinsko pot že v začetku februarja letošnjega leta, ko je nas obiskal aški veliki rabin Jona Metzger po posredovanju jeruzalemskega ambasadorja gospoda Borisa Soviča. Že takrat je nekako vstala tudi misel, da bi nas obiskal jeruzalemski latinski patriarh. In smo ponujeno roko sprejeli in sedaj tudi v teh dnevih uresničili, ko je na svoji pastoralni poti skozi Švico, pa tudi Slovenijo in v Italijo. Z veseljem smo ga sprejeli, posebej še ob prazniku povišanja Svetega križa, ko je med slovesno mašo blagoslovil tudi obnovljeno fresko povišanja Svetega križa, ki je umetnina dunajskega umetnika Adama Mrka 1775. Freska nas povezuje, vsebinsko povezuje Maribor in pa Jeruzalem, kjer je najprej bil Kristusov križ na gori Kalvariji. Najo dva pa še povezuje posebej večkratna škofovska sinoda v Rimu, ki sva se udeležila kot delegata vsak svoje škofovske konference. To je lepa priložnost za našo mariborsko nadškofijo, ki je prav na ta praznik začela tudi posebno Slomškovo leto. Letos namreč dneva desetletnica od Slomškove beatifikacije tukaj na Betnave blizu Maribora. Prav tako mineva 150 let, odkar je Slomšek prestavil škofijski sedež iz Šentandraža na Koroškem vsem v Maribor. In s tem opravil tisto veliko dejanje, za katerega mu ne bomo nikoli Slovenci dovolj hvaležni. Hkrati pa je tudi 780-letnica ustanovitve naše Lavantinske škofije, sedaj pa seveda Mariborske škofije. In to leto bodo vsebinski poudarki ravno glede zgodovine in pa glede Slomškovega duha med nami, med našimi duhovniki, v naših družinah, v naših župnijah in dekanijah in celotni mariborski metropoliji. V duhu tistega Slomškovega načela, sveta vera, bodi vam luč, materni jezik pa ključ do narodove zveličavne omike. Prepričan sem, da to jubilejno leto ne bo samo leto nekih slovesnosti, ampak tiste duhovne prenove, ki jo želimo doseči ravno v duhu Slomška. Zato bo v Mariboru tudi poseben jubilejni misijon v nekaterih ali skoraj v vseh župnijah mesta Maribora in dekanije Maribora, kako tudi v vseh drugih naših župnijah ali dekanijah.
And good morning to all. I am very happy I spent 3 days here in Slovenia in the hospitality of His Excellency. We prayed together, we visited some holy places here also in Slovenia. One of them called Jerusalem, as our Jerusalem. We prayed here for the church, the diocese, the country of Slovenia. We prayed as well for Jerusalem, for the Holy Land. Now, Jerusalem and the Holy Land, we are a country in which we live two peoples, Israeli and Palestinians, and three religions, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And we are in conflict. The conflict is the Israeli military are occupying the Palestinian territories. With this, they are imposing limitation on the freedom of the people, of the Palestinians. And therefore, we have no political stability, no economical stability. We have a difficult daily life because of this political instability. Now Christians we are Palestinians. And as Palestinians, we have the same problems. We are facing the same sufferings as faced by everyone in the Holy Land. Now, this political instability is pushing everyone outside. The Israeli Jews are leaving Israel. Palestinian Muslims are leaving, and Christians also, Palestinians, are leaving. In these days, there are some talks for peace between Israeli and Palestinians. It seems that this time it is more serious than in the present years. We hope. We hope that they will reach a kind of a definitive frame for peace in the Holy Land for everyone, in which the Israeli will find their security and their freedom, of course, and in which the Palestinians will find their independence, their freedom, and their security as well. One of the main problems is the city of Jerusalem. Now, one of the solutions now faced for Jerusalem is to give to the Palestinians what is Palestinian in Jerusalem and to the Israeli what is Israeli. So we'll have a Palestinian Jerusalem, a Jewish Israeli Jerusalem. Of course, we say as Christians as well that Jerusalem being a holy city for all, for Jews, Christians and Muslims, Jerusalem must have a special status. It cannot be only a political capital for one or for the second, or for both. It can be capital for both, but it remains a holy city, and as such, it needs a special status. Special status means the free access to the holy city. It means that Jerusalem must become an open city, always free of access in time of peace, in time of war as well. Free access, open city, or special status means that all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Israeli, Palestinians, Jews, Christians, Muslims, will have the same equal rights and duties. No one superior, no one inferior. Special status means to respect the holy places, to respect those who are responsible for these holy places, Christians, Muslims, or Jews. We hope that our political leaders who are talking these days will really reach this definitive frame for having peace. Thank you.